Welcome. This is Winning at Life. You're listening to The Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to break down the news of the day as it happened in the financial world and let you know what affects your pocketbook the most. And then we're going to run down some of the, it's going to be sort of a glossary section here, where when people are trying to sell you financial products, what do all those terms mean? If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can send us a message, text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or use that awesome app to splinter out to any one of our many social media branches here, including joining us over on Scope. And look, they're already pumping hearts because we've trained them. Gregory, see the hearts pumping? And it's different colors, so it's more than one.
Pump it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to talk about, I'm not going to break it unless you can figure it out, but it's a 23-year low.
The VIX.
You like let it out the bag.
Well, that was a guess. That was right. Was that right?
Yeah, it's right.
Well, then we're starting with that. So what does that mean? Because a VIX,
it's like, where did volatility, 23 years.
And we're at a market.
We're going back into the 90s. Look, it's like when volatility was kind of not there. You know, where'd volatility start? About 98.
Right. But here's the question in the novice financial brain over here. A VIX is a measure. It's supposed to be a measure of volatility, but it's really gauging primarily how many shorts are out there.
Yes.
And why do we have a record low and a 23-year record low shorts when we're at a market top? Does that make any sense?
No, it actually doesn't. And they're shorting. And look, where the shorts like Amazon, Apple? What do you think's the number one short? Now, I don't know this as a fact, but you have to think, what has a high cash burn rate, loses money on every product they sell?
Tesla.
Yeah, I was hoping I didn't have to give you any more clues.
Well, I was leaning Sears.
And yet, people are getting burned on those shorts, you know, with some of these techs. I'm sure Netflix gets them too, and it just makes money. Amazon, going to be $1,000 a share. Of course, we'll probably have Tesla worth more than Volkswagen not too far out.
And Volkswagen, the number one car seller on the planet.
On the planet. I don't know what their market cap is, but heck, why not? We're going to have Apple as a $1 trillion company based on AirPods being in the package with the iPhone 8. So the stock just goes up.
All right. Now, usually when I ask, can you explain something to me, I'm really saying, will you? Now, I'm. This isn't rhetorical. I'm really asking, can you? Is there an explanation on why the VIX is this low when you're at a market top? You know, buy low, sell high. You think someone out there would be predicting some sales coming up.
There's a lot of confidence. And maybe they're burned on bucking the trend right now, because what it does is it just keeps going up. You have all these reasons of why. Look, we had Stephanie from Macro
Mavens,
and she said the top was 2 years ago, and she's looking at everything from a macro standpoint, and she's about as sharp as they get. There's a few people in that group. And I don't disagree with her at all, but the market don't know where the top is. And that's kind of where, you know, our thing is, we're still buying. We're hunting for value. Now, I don't necessarily like the indexes. Why? Because where is it going to go? Can it go down? Is it going to continue sideways? But you're buying the index. So how much can the index go? Say it goes up 8% this year. Yeah, I'd love 8%. Well, I'd like more on some positions. You know, get a Sematec that makes me 30%. Get me a Weyerhaeuser that makes me 20%. Give me a bunch of others that are more positive, even in a short period of time. And that's where you hunt for value. Will I buy indexes? Yeah, because we have an ETF strategy, and that's what we're doing, buying indexes and sub indexes. But I think on the hunt for value, you can still find value in an overvalued market. But nobody has a sense that this thing is going to turn and run the other way. That's why there's no volatility at this time. Does it mean happy days are here again? for a short term. We could still relate this back to the 20s, remember? But there is a payment due one day. And we're still living in this 0% world because, you know, what? How many rate hikes have we had? Three in the past few years?
Three in the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so they're still way behind. But other than that, I can't really explain it except this is what it is. And Trump has changed out the table, rearranged the cards, and it's a new game going forward. And everybody's betting, oh, okay, he's going to get the healthcare deal done. We're going to cut taxes, even though Stephanie at Macro Mavens doesn't think so. But a lot of, hey, I for one thought he was a non-electable when he said, I'm running for president. I was like, really?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. And we did. We thought it's going to, this, oh, we're going to get a lot of entertainment. And we did.
We were half right. Yeah.
But he won. So, and you're going to say he doesn't. I'm not betting against the guy. I'm betting he gets something done and we have a true expansion of the economy. Now, yeah, I was pretty close to guessing what the GDP was going to be. They guessed it a lot worse, like 0.1 or 0.2. I did 0.78. So I still missed, but was close. And then they're saying, well, we've got to have a bigger one. Wouldn't shock me if the GDP was larger for this coming quarter. But you can't expect it to get reshaped his first quarter of the first full year. He's really not full year because he didn't get sworn in until late January. Yeah. So, but most of the year, that first quarter is not his quarter anyhow.
Yeah,
you can kind of say the second is. So we're going to get to see. Just be patient.
Well, we're not the only ones astonished. John McClellan over here in the Periscope, remember he's called before?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I bought Apple at 90, and I was thinking I was crazy. He's nervous, like, oh, is it going to go back up to 100?
Oh, yeah. He's sweating bullets there.
Closed today at 153.99.
But he didn't buy it much above its low, so that's kind of when you're thinking about it, like, dad, go. That's a good buy. And his name's John?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about the 52-week low. Hell of a buy, John. Hell of a buy.
No kidding. No, we're not buying VIX shorts 3 months out. That was a new scoper. I didn't recognize the name.
No. We're not buying the VIX, but we use it in guidance of what we are buying for us to feel comfortable. Okay, we're not fixing to have a 6, 7% correction when I've just position everything and bought 30% of the portfolio, I'm not going to get hammered next week or next month. It's things are quiet. And it's got a long ways to go up to get crazy. Do I think volatility's ended and over? Oh, no. But it'll come back. You know what? I think volatility needs a break anyhow. Let's just ramp up and grow the economy and grow the market.
Well, another point of concern, maybe we should just start doing the numbers here. You want to do the numbers? Go to GregoryRicks.com. If you can do it on your phone, if you pull it up on your phone, I checked. It works on mobile. Even though there's a weird line kind of on the right side, just ignore that. That my computer programming is lacking. But go to GregoryRicks.com, and under the Winning at Life tab, there's the section called the numbers where you can follow along on the charts we're going to go over here. But I'm going in reverse order because, look, oil was down too. Oil, I have it at
46?
Yeah, 40, almost flat, 46 and just a little bit of change here. So the commodities are still going down.
10-year treasuries moved up a little bit more.
What are they at now?
2.392. Speaking of interest rates, so it meant the values are dropping. We have that ticking up. And yet we have equities at record levels.
What does that smell like?
It smells like Janet Yellen's in the building.
That's what that was. Yeah, there's a little cloud kind of hanging over here. A little hazy.
That's what I'm smelling. Rate hike, and she gets a speech. Better combination?
So you're saying they're starting to price in
It's starting to price. That's why we were like backing away from treasuries and ETF bonds. I don't want to eat another price up.
way too much power that woman has. I mean, we're a month out. What else can happen in the world between now and then? And that's all they're thinking about. They're just looking at the next pop. All right, let's go up gold. Since I like this reverse order. Sometimes you got to do it backwards, Gregory. I have gold at $12.23 per precious ounce. A little bit of green there, 9 cents on top of that. The Russell 2000, $13.91 is what it finished at. Just a hair down off its close yesterday. But then we have some exciting news over here for the NASDAQ. It was the only positive index. It finished at 61.20 and 59. That's a 0.3% move today. And then the Dow was off just a little bit, but that little bit caused it to cross under 21,000 again and hold.
Did you see silver again?
Is it down more? No way. They're going to give it away.
Yeah, I'm still kind of blown away by that. It just, didn't we have somebody on like silver? It's
Blazing Broadmoor.
Oh, well, then he should be really excited because he can buy more at a lower price today.
Yeah, the weird thing is silver actually does have some industrial purposes. You have to have silver or a higher metal.
But
like
I don't
that.
See people in the Klondike moving giant trucks hunting for silver.
No.
I see them hunting for gold.
But you need to trace them out, these tiny little semiconductors, these microprocessors that you have in everyone's phone and everyone's whatever.
Here is the thing. You can be all excited about silver and it moves 1%. How much money did you make?
1%?
$1.60.
Yeah. Wait, if it's 16 bucks, you make 16 cents. Yeah.
And you're going to get my point here. And gold, 1% movement.
That's $12.
Yeah.
A lot better than 16 cents.
See?
All right.
That's why they're moving mountains.
Give me my 30-year mortgage. We're almost out of time.
4.06.
All right.
No change.
That's disappointing, though. Okay. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. Coming up, we're going to explain what some of these little hype words mean in the commercials that you hear for financial products. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. What do you do when you want Gregory Ricks to be the guy to take care of your financial situation? James Parker here, Gregory Ricks Live. That's what you do. 401ks, IRAs, inherited money, pension buyout, Social Security. Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. Find out if we're right for you. Thursday, June 1st, Ruth's Chris and Metairie. RSVP with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Go to gregoryricks.com or call 504-832-9200.
It was a well-paying job, respectable, wearing a suit and tie every day, but I drank 24/7. Drink on the way to work, drink at work.
I never could come to terms with admitting that I had an alcohol problem or a pill problem.
I decided to get clean, and so I went to the Knock It On program.
Not only did I handle my drug addiction, I completely knew how to live life.
Call Knock It On today at 877-959-0098. That's 877-959-0098.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRAs.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it, how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, you want to reduce your tax bill? Contribute more to the 401k. Few businesses that we're working with. One of them is an attorney where they've been doing SEP contributions, but this year we're setting up a solo 401k so they can shift even more money that's pre-tax to it. And there's another business that's having big changes, and we're helping them set up a solo 401k, just husband and wife type businesses, whether it's the legal firm or this farming firm. And it just all of a sudden starts shifting liabilities. So when they're in a 30, 40, 43% tax bracket, that makes a big difference on your AGI.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker. A couple of dates you need to go ahead and scribble in your calendar, or at least in the back of your malted hops infested mine for a second. Our next Gregory Ricks Live event, June 1st. That's a Thursday. I know you're like, June 1st, 2017. That's forever in the future. Well, yeah, it's like 3 weeks in the future, pal. Man, we're almost halfway through with 2017. How old do you feel? I know. Yeah, it just especially hits me hard on the week of my birthday. However, the next women-only event is coming up in July. So if that's your preference, or you said you missed the last one, or you tried to call and get yourself a seat after it was already filled up, that's your next chance coming up in July. You can RSVP for that event or both of those events, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Now, I'm a little concerned here. New Orleans Original Daiquiri, a big fan of Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, is providing us with some refreshments for the show here. And they have a flavor called Crawl Gator. And I tasted it, and it tastes wonderful. However, is it made from ground-up crawfish and or alligators? Because if it is, that's gross. I'm still going to drink it because it tastes fantastic. But I'm a little concerned. I didn't taste any scales or just something like that. I tell you what else concerns me. When you go to the Chinese food place and they have the sauces, right? They have soy sauce. And what's the base of it? Ground-up soy, right? Soybeans. And then they have the mustard sauce. You take mustard seeds, you grind it up, add a little vinegar. That's the next sauce. And then the third packet that always comes in my bag, duck sauce. Yeah, that better not be ground up ducks. I mean, I'm going to eat it anyway. It just kind of freaks me out a little bit.
When I was in St. Thomas, at kind of one of them all-in-one resorts. You don't have to leave.
Oh, all-inclusive.
It's all-inclusive.
I love that word.
They have what you need there. Even a great jewelry store, I found out.
With some cheap at silver?
No. It was priced much higher than silver per ounce. But there was these two ducks. We'd always see them walking around. Last night we went to this particular restaurant, and one of the entrees was called Duck Duo. I was like, what? This isn't our two ducks we see all the time walking around. You know, just that connection. Like, what are we eating?
And your reaction was, now I have to order that. I would love to eat those ducks.
Oh, we ordered it.
Yes. That's the right response.
The next morning, we saw the two ducks walking through the pool area. So all was good.
Yeah. Even though it freaks you out, that almost makes you want to eat it more. I would like to eat those ducks if that's an option. Okay, Gregory, I was running through trying to study up for the show here. And when I'm learning more about annuity products, if you get to like the brokers or even the broker dealers, when you get out of the registered investment advisory world, the commercials sound a lot different. They must have completely different rules about what they're allowed to talk about in their advertisements or whatever, because it sounds sort of used car salesman-y. You know, when you turn on the radio or the TV or radio and you hear a car ad, they tell you what the make and the model of the car is, but then when they start rattling off features, some of them I know, some of them I don't know. You know, that when they say, you know, manual transmission or AC or AM, FM, when they just start rattling these things off.
PDK.
I have no idea what a PDK is.
It's an automatic in a Porsche.
See, this. All right. Now, imagine when I turn on an annuity commercial and they start rattling off these things, and I know what maybe half of them kind of are. I recognize some of the words and the other ones, and then I'm just left to start. I have to start Googling it. Now, Gregory, I'm a guy who's been co-hosting a financial show for 7 years. So if it racks my brain to try and digest what they're throwing at me rapid fire, it's going to be real hard for the guy that's just listening to us right now to digest the same amount of information in the same amount of time. So I just thought it'd help if we can break down some of these words.
Well, when you go back to what you were talking about on some shows where they can say more and such, and if they're going to be product focused and want to name specific products and specific companies and exude their awesomeness, then yeah, you're going to have a lot of disclaimers and you'll sound like that car commercial where they give you 50 seconds of that commercial, but that last 10 seconds sounds like they fast forwarded and you're getting 2 minutes worth of disclaimers thrown in there to a 10 second period on the 60 second commercial.
Yeah, it's the Micro Machines guy.
I am not doing disclaimers like that. I'm a registered, Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. That's a disclaimer we run. And then, of course, the copyright, of course, at the end of the show. What we're going to talk about on our show is what you need to look for, what you need to look out for. We're not trying to hype one company or product. It needs to be an awareness of all of them, the good along with the bad, just like mutual funds, the good and the bad. If we wanted to be an annuity show and just hammer you with annuities all day, yeah, I guess the last 10 minutes would be disclaimers. But that's not the purpose here. You can find good annuities that fit your need with understanding the basics like you're talking about there. And that's why we're so different as a show. We're not worried about that. If you need our help, you'll call us. If you need our help on there, you'll call us. It's 504-260-0995. But once you get a grasp of these fundamentals, you're more prepared. Just like going into Social Security, what do we want to help you do? Ask the right questions when you go in there. And sometimes when you ask the right question, you still get the wrong answer. And what happens? Just like caller last week on the Daily Rep, Colin said, this is what they told me. They're completely wrong. They missed it. And they do that all day, every day. And so you know who to go to.
All right, let's start with something easy here. When they're talking about the annuities and the research I was doing, surrender period and surrender fees. Not exactly the same thing, but they can be related. And from the context clues, you can kind of gather what's going on here. But just to clear it up, Gregory Ricks, how would you describe the surrender period as it affects an annuity and the surrender fees on an annuity?
A surrender period basically means that you are going to pay a fee to exit that annuity upon demand. And a number of things fall into that. You can have an actual fee that changes over that surrender period. You could also have the MVA market value adjustment in there during the surrender period. So it's not just a fee, but you have an MVA that adjusts. You could also have the bonus affected by a full walk away during the surrender period also. And the surrender period could be anywhere from, what do I see mostly? There's a range, I can tell you, I've seen anywhere from 4 to 17 years. And you know where I think the sweet spot is. So to do something beyond 10 years, there better be something to sweeten it for you, to add on a couple of years, and that should be the extent.
MVA, explain. I just had to add that term to my, that wasn't even on my list. Now
I
you
saw
added to
you
it.
Typing away.
Well, I'm keeping notes.
Well, here's
here,
what's
Gregory.
Going on. You put money with an annuity company. We're talking about fixed annuities.
Yes.
Because in a variable, your money just goes in the general fund of the variable insurance company. On a fixed annuity, it's going into essentially treasuries and high-quality corporate bonds. So what affects those? And we talk about it every day. What affects the treasuries and what affects the bonds?
Interest rates?
Interest rates, okay. Exactly. I know, you kind of look, you had that question.
I wasn't entirely sure.
He's going to shoot an arrow at me if I miss this. No, no arrows over here. And so what would be a market value adjustment if interest rates have gone against the company, so to speak, and you're doing a lump sum exit during the surrender period? you could have an adjustment, positive or negative, depending how interest rates have affected the underlying portfolio.
Oh, so you could lose more than just the fee.
So you could have an extra fee on top of the exit fee. That's why it's important to make sure this correlates to your assets. Because, look, I always want to exit for my money. You know, like a non-tradable REIT, does it have an exit? I could rattle off. There's a lot of non-liquid investments, so we don't want to do those. I'd rather pay a fee to exit. But if we're going to put money in a 9-year surrender period fixed index, it has to correlate to everything else. And what do we want? We really don't want any plan to cash it out. If we're having a plan to want to cash it out early, then we don't want to do it, or we might want to use one that has a return of premium that gives you your principal but bypasses the surrender period. Those are available also. I think they're great pension-like tools as an option for the lump sum.
All right, Corey's asking that fee, the exit fee over there, is that a set amount or is that a percentage of the annuity?
As far as the surrender fee during the surrender period, or I refer to exit fee, that's going to be a percentage of assets that changes as you move through. Typically, at some point, it's going to start reducing during the surrender period. The MVA, once again, is a formula based upon how, and look, this can also be positive for you. Like with if interest rates move down, the thing could turn seriously positive, making you want to exit that financial tool because of you're making more money to leave it. That's weird, but it works both ways. It could cost you money. It could make you more money.
All right, in 4 minutes, you're going to explain to me riders, because there's more than one kind of rider, and they use that term all over the place. And I'm not even sure if I've heard of all the different kinds. Any questions? 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What age do I apply for Social Security?
If you love your spouse, you'll wait. Most cases where if we have reasonable assets and can make a plan, have a little bit of time to work, 66. Just like somebody else that was in, their objective is to turn it on at age 66. So we talked about he's retiring a year earlier than expected. It's fine. We're going to fix it with income from assets, and then boom, Social Security turns on. And then a year after that, hers turns on. But we're talking about FRA, full retirement age, age 66.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lucera. FBI Director James Comey is out of a job. President Trump firing him this afternoon. Some are questioning the timing.
It has to do with the confirmation of Rod Rosenstein. He is the new Deputy Attorney General, a career prosecutor out of Maryland, who needed time to get into the job at the end of April, April 25th, and then review the material associated with Comey and specifically with the email investigation.
Fox's Catherine Herridge.
Given the way the president fired Director Comey, any person who he appoints to lead the Russia investigation will be concerned that he or she will meet the same fate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the last FBI director that was fired, Bill Sessions, by then President Bill Clinton in 1993. This is a Fox News alert.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com. If you got a kiss on
your lips, but you're looking for somebody to tell. Your daily dose of financial wisdom, winning at life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you got a body now free and a shotgun,
see you will have to say, I ain't got nowhere to be. Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. You know it as live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We do this live. That's why it's live financial talk radio. It's live radio. It means you can interact with the show. You can call 504-260-0995. You can email Gregory at gregoryricks.com. You can go on to Periscope, Facebook Live. You can connect with us there, interact. You know, those guys, they do it all the time on Periscope, streaming and asking me questions. Like, it's just, especially on the breaks, it's just nonstop questions. What else? We got Twitter. Hey, just use the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Download it. We had a couple downloads here a few minutes ago. It's the bomb.
Yes, a good observation there, Coleman. He says, looks like someone went to New Orleans Original Daiquiris. He just recognized the cup.
Yeah, we had somebody drop them off to us for the show.
Yeah?
Can you believe that?
Well,
her name's starts with a J, yes.
You can say it. She says they listen to the show.
Okay. We appreciate the New Orleans daiquiris.
Yes.
Help the show tonight.
All right. The test that we went over. Now, we were doing this while you were out on assignment Saturday because it's really the basic stuff. When I went through it, I took it the night before and I got an 82. I got 31 out of 38 questions right. Corey says she got a 57. On the test. Do not feel bad. 73% of Americans at a retirement age failed that test. And you just barely failed it. You almost got a D. You were one question away from not being an F. That should make you feel a little better here.
D or better is good, huh?
It's rare territory. That's for sure. There we go. All right, so what we're doing now is we're going through some of the terms that are used when people are trying to sell you financial products, and we're focusing on annuities at the moment. Now, when they talk about riders, that could be one of many things, and they seem to do wildly different stuff, except it feels like something that's tacked on after the fact. It feels like they had this product, and then a competitor came up with a similar product, so they're like, okay, we're just going to add this on there. We're just going to throw on this rider. Is that a nice description there, or is too simplified?
Since it's simplified, run through it one more time.
It feels like they had an existing product that was just fine the way it is. Probably they probably sell it like that too, but they have this other version. Like if you're going to get a pickup truck, all right, you can get your regular old Ford F-150, or you can get the one with the bed liner in the back, or you can get the one with the moonroof. You know, it was tacked on at the last minute.
Or maybe the extended fuel tank. Because when you're talking about adding a rider, you're adding more to improve the base product. So the base always is the annuity. The core of what is the purpose of a fixed annuity is to generate lifetime income. They all will do it. It involves annuitization, but it's there. But what you have in this, what changed in this low interest rate world where we used to have a product that's first 17 years in the marketplace that basically outperformed equities because it wouldn't go down. It would just go up when they go up. So think about that. Well, you kind of lost that edge when interest rates went to zero. So what made it competitive is, oh, we can add a rider, create guaranteed lifetime income for a small fee, typically 1% or less. Some may be a little bit more than that. And what it does is build an income base. Its whole purpose is to build a base to, at a point in time in the future, you can turn on income from based on that base at a certain percentage based upon that age. And they're guaranteeing you mailbox money if you think about it. What does that mean? Oh, for the younger people, it's money hitting your bank account every month so long as you live. And you could take a little bit of reduction in that percentage and have it continue through your spouse. That's kind of the purpose of an income rider that was added on, and really a game changer to when we had income roll-ups compounded as high as, I've got clients receiving 8.2% gains on their income base. You can't get nowhere near that now, but this wasn't, you go back, what, 5 years? 8.2% compounding with up to 30-year deferral. Talking about building a monster pension-like income.
All right, now someone out there is saying, wait, someone can get an 8.2% return? And it's no, explain the difference, though. That 8.2% isn't going to the principal. It is going to the number that they use to calculate the checks they're going to come month to month. What is the difference between that 8.2?
It's not the account value. This is not walk-away money. It's building an income base for determining the lifetime income number when you decide to turn it on. It's two different things. This is not walk-away money. Oh, can I cash it? I'm getting 8%. I want to cash it. No, there's nothing to cash except the account value. What is it probably growing at? Depends. I'll give you a range over a 10-year period, 2 to 5, depending how indexes that you're linked to do.
We already slipped in the next term, roll-ups.
And that's the roll-ups, meaning the income base. Say if it has an 8.2, which is history now, where are you seeing most of them now? Here's reality check. 6, 6.5 on fixed. Variables, probably less. But the roll-up is the percentage that the income rider base is growing each year. Some can be simple interest, which means they're paying an interest based upon the original principal you put in. I would prefer compounding. I want it to compound every year after I made the original deposit.
But that sounds so sweet. Why wouldn't everyone want to do an income rider? Why wouldn't they all want an 8.2% roll-up?
Did
I use that term correctly already?
When you think about it, especially you go back in time a little bit, it's like, gosh, I'd buy a truckload of the 8.2. Now in hindsight, because we're like, interest rates not going any lower. This is sweet. And you can compound some nice pension income. Because what's the purpose? We want our checks to last forever in retirement. What is retirement about? Receiving monthly income. Well, I don't need my retirement assets. I have plenty of money. Okay, you've built up another source or sources to pay you monthly income. That's why, I don't need my IRA. I don't need my 401k because you've built up income. It might be coming from the oil well on the back 40 of your property, might become your percentage of the shipping company you own, or it might be the pension you're actually receiving. So yeah, my 401k is free money. It all comes out. You're receiving monthly checks. Not everybody gets that. So they got to focus. How do I grow my 401k? Maybe I should use a mix of pension-like money to give me a secure base like these other guys have, because it all comes down to monthly checks.
All right, what's the death benefit? Explain that to the new guy.
Death benefit typically is the account value. Now, some you can purchase a death benefit rider, kind of like the roll-up.
Another rider. There you go.
Yeah, where maybe the death benefit grows at 4% no matter what the index is, or on a variable, for example, no matter what the market does, the death benefit's growing at that percentage. Sometimes there's a twist on it. Instead of taking the lump sum, get this will blow you away, but there's some where you could take the account value now as a beneficiary, or you could take the roll-up amount if you take it over 5 years. There are those out there that work like that.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, think about it. Oh, well, 5 years, you mean I get 30% more? Yeah, okay. Works for me.
So why wouldn't you want to get that if you don't have any heirs, or if you're single, or you're not concerned about your estate's already going to, whoever's inheriting your money is going to be fine as it is?
I think it's an awesome option. Once again, they all don't work like that. They're sprinkled out there that can do that.
Another rider, cost of living rider. That sounds a lot like Social Security. Is that the same thing? When they have the COLA increases?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. There's a formula, and you're having a fee, but it adjusts to that.
But it doesn't have any effect on the
principal? I just don't see too much of that used that way. One, here's the thing, too. I don't want a heck of a lot of fees. If I'm the consumer, and that's the way I look at it, I don't want a lot of fees. You know, I'll take the fee for the roll-up, or I'll take the fee for the death benefit, but don't go tripling me up. Next thing I know, I'm paying 2.5% a year in fees. No. I want to be one or under. That's it.
In 20 seconds.
And how I look at it.
The term annuicide that you used earlier.
Annuitization, say lifetime income. I want to annuitize it for lifetime income, which means when you die, the checks stop. Just don't die next month.
All right. Financial situations, questions, comments, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Gentleman came in and he said, look, I was planning to retire, I was going to get $1,054,000 lump sum to take instead of the pension. He was just really upset about it because they had taken it off the table. So now he's going to get $40,000 or so a year on the income from assets when he retires in October. And to make him feel better, I went and showed him. I said, this is a 5.6% income stream guaranteed. It's certain. This isn't depending how the market goes and whether or not you overspend the money. This is 5.6%. That's a heck of a return.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Oh, they performed that so good Saturday night at the iHeart Radio Country Festival. Lady Annabelle. Couldn't leave. Well, I wasn't in my seat, but we were standing up. Couldn't leave. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. And yeah, I was there. It's like dadgum believable. Glad I was there and participated in it. Big blast. I'll do it again next year if they'll let me back in the building.
Go, dude, I'm very impressed by the bold opinion there. Best festival you've ever been to. Best festival you've ever attended in your life.
Yep.
Hard to argue with that. Because the first iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas, where we got the tickets, I saw a Beatle, Gregory Ricks. I saw Paul McCartney right after Justin Timberlake.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's pretty good too. But it wasn't six in a row, just hammer. All in one night. I want to go next year, Gregory Ricks. But someone's got to do the show. Angie, you're up.
Can we do it from the festival?
Yeah.
Right there in the arena.
If that's all it takes, if that means I get to go, then the answer is yes. Look, it's a Saturday night. We don't have a show on Saturday night. We have a show Saturday morning and Friday night, but we'll be good.
Well, we could do it from there on Friday.
Yes.
6th Street in Austin.
Well, we have the 3-hour Saturday Spectacular, too. We could do it.
Yeah. We'll see. What I'm wanting to do is cruising on the coast this year. I've not been able to go to it for years. You know, we've been doing this show. We do it, by the way, if you don't know, we do this also on Saturday mornings from 10 to 1. So I've not been able to attend Cruising the Coast, and I want to. So if you would like us to help grow your business on the Gulf Coast, you might think of us doing live Winning at Life from your restaurant, business. Or if you got one of those giant buildings on the beach, we might could work something out.
We were so tickled when the iHeart Media Station in Biloxi brought us on board. And they said, hey, do y'all have any ideas for any promotions? We're like, we want to do Cruising on the Coast. almost before they ended, it was like when Eugene was talking to Negan. I just have one question to ask you. What is your...
I'm Negan.
I've been Negan.
I'll always be Negan.
I've always been Cruising on the Coast. Even before I was with WBUV, I've always been wanting to do Cruising on the Coast. I have some reservations about it.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be cruising. I'm sure it's going to work out this year.
Yeah, I also have a feeling that you're going to be distracted looking at all the sweet cars and drooling and listening to the hums, and I'm going to be stuck doing the work. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
That's
what they'll be listening to us knowing we're passing by. So they'll like rev the engine for us. So you'll hear it in the background while we're on the air.
Wasn't one of the electric cars putting that engine rumble?
The only way I could drive one is you need to build in a rumble into the computer.
Yeah,
sound like you're shifting gears.
Or you could just turn the radio up
throttling
really loud.
The engine when you're downshifting. You know, electric cars got to get to the way it feels real.
All right. Yeah.
So where were we on annuities?
I was almost finished with that, except something else that you said I have to ask you about, and this wasn't part of my notes. You were talking about how some of this stuff has been brought on as of late, like the income rider and the MVA, the market value adjustment.
Yeah, when annuities were started back in the night, annuities were been around for...
a little over 2,000 years.
Yeah, long time, folks. We're talking about fixed index annuity version that was created in the 90s because somebody came up with a novel idea. Instead of just crediting interest, why don't we use the interest to leverage the indexes and get more gains? Turned out to be heck of an idea. Okay, so when that started, there wasn't NVA and there wasn't roll-ups or income riders at that time. But, you know, when the market needs something in a capitalist system, right? Is that accurate?
I love that terminology.
It
innovation
will come,
happens. Right?
Innovation happens, exactly. You help me out there.
It's just it's fun watching the evolution because you saw it happen in real time. I'm sort of like the archaeologist digging up these dinosaur bones going, wait, what do you mean the Stegosaurus wasn't around the same time as the Tyrannosaurus? You know, because they're like 600 million years apart. In fact, we're closer in time to a Tyrannosaurus than the Stegosaurus is. But I just didn't know this.
Scary. We're way too close.
Well, look, we're one important meteor away from that. You know, just bomb off half the Earth's crust. That'll be fine. But
sure it wasn't, you know, aliens coming in and just doing target practice, having fun? Go to Earth, kill some dinosaurs, and go back home. Once they killed them all off, they never came back.
Of course I'm not sure. How could I disprove that?
I've never said that before or thought that, and the world's not flat. But, hey, you know, what's that movie Schwarzenegger was in?
Predator.
Okay. Predators were coming and killing off all the dinosaurs once they killed them all off. It's like you overhunted.
No, here's what happened. It was like Star Trek, and it was me, myself, and Gregory got beamed down to a planet, and a Tyrannosaurus swooped by and just ate Gregory. And so when I got beamed back up to the planet and I was almost dead, I'm like, just hit it with the big missile. No, the big one, the red one. Yeah, hit that one. All right, fine. Boom, we're killing everything on this planet. Maybe an alien got mad at us because a dinosaur ate one of them, or ate their buddy, or ate their wife, or ate their girlfriend, or something like that. And that could have been a revenge shot. Anyway, back to finances here. When you talk about walk away, is that a specific term other than exiting? Is that something that only happens before the surrender period? Is that something that can happen after the surrender period? When you say walk away, is there any technical specificity to that term?
Walk away means you're going to pull the full account. Now, what these fixed annuities we're referring to, and if you're needing to extract money, it isn't where you're getting the fee on all of the money exiting. They'll let you take typically 10% a year out of the account during the surrender period without a fee for that block to exit. When I talk about walk away or exiting, I'm kind of referring to full walk away affects you with that surrender period in that case. But once you've passed the surrender period, consider it a liquid account going forward. It's like, okay, you've went, and I kind of compare surrender periods duration. You need to leave the money there during the duration, but at the end, it can keep working. A bond, you've got to find someplace else to put the money. Fixed index annuity, it continues working, but it's a liquid account. There's no MVA, there's no surrender period, there's no bonus recapture. It's the account value, and if you're doing the pension, like the roll-up, still working, depending on the length of the roll-up. Typically, you're seeing 10-year roll-ups now. And I still think the sweet spot is 10 years. Doesn't have anything to do with the surrender period, but we're trying to get to doubling the income value is what we're shooting for.
Period certain. Is that like when you win the lottery? Because I'm going to do that next week. And they say, we're going to pay this out to you. You don't take the lump sum, you take the annuity, and they're going to pay it to you over 30 years?
Yeah, period certain means an absolute payout of all the funds over that period of time is what period certain is. That's different from annuicide. Annuicide means you die and the checks stop. Period certain, like 60 months. Whether you live or die, it's paying a check for 60 months. So if you're not there to get it, then it goes to your beneficiaries. We've had that happen.
The check stopped, though, no matter what, or can you leave that one on?
On what?
On the period certain.
The period certain, the checks go out. It's you're setting it up. When you set up, if it's a 10-year period certain, it's paying out for 10 years. Live or die, it's paying out for 10 years. You're not stopping it. You're not restarting it. Income rider, Why it's neat, you can stop it, turn it back on typically. It's up to how the plan works, but the ones I like to recommend when a client's needing that type of tool, I like to have that option. You can start it, you can stop it, you can start it again.
Well, those sounds like they would have an advantage because they don't sound very age-specific. These Anuicide ones, it sounds like you'd get a better deal the older you are. Is that shooting from the hip? Is that somewhat accurate?
It needs to correlate to other assets and income planning. This isn't just shoot from the hip. Yeah, let me put my $250,000 this and I'll turn it on year 9. Or I'll turn it on sometime in the future. It needs to correlate. Maybe all that money doesn't need to go there. It might be one of the baskets, one of the jobs you assign your money.
Okay, so then we're just going to walk through the process, figure out what all we want, and then we go shopping. Now, we haven't even started shopping yet, Gregory. Notice we haven't said one company name or one product. This is just how to shop.
Well, I've sat here and I've given you a lot of filters. What's the sweet spot? 10 years. Okay, so we know the roll-up needs to go 10 years. I don't like anything with longer than a 10-year surrender period. Okay, there's another filter. I don't want to look at anything over 10 years. I really don't want a surrender fee to start more than 12%. You know, I can keep adding to that. So you're going to narrow it down to probably there's only 20 companies that'll have a product that fits in that world.
All right. Our next Gregory Ricks live event. You may need to be a part of this. Thursday, June 1st, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. If that sounds far away, it's worth the drive. RSVP, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or call.